I'll put it in front of the chair.
You're so smart.
I was putting it centrally. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm just picking on you.
It's kind of not central anymore. Call to order. Everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, Daddy.
Okay, so normally we do public comment on stuff that is on the agenda, but we don't have anything on the agenda, so we will not do public comment until the end. I'll take a motion to approve the minutes, if y'all have had any chance to read them. Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And approval of the agenda. Today's agenda.
I approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Metro, want to give us some info?
Okay, well, not really have much to pass along, but mainly just now that it's raining a lot, be careful driving, watch out for flash floods if you're out enjoying the desert areas. We all know how it is. Looking like you guys got hit pretty hard here, what, yesterday?
Today.
Was it this morning?
This afternoon.
No.
I said last night it wasn't.
2 hours ago.
Now it's all covered, so. Just watch out, be careful driving through flash floods. You know, it happens quick and fast. If anybody has any comments or concerns, I'll pass it along to the sergeant if you wish.
Well, I did have a question because
sure.
There is lots of wrong way drivers on the 15. I think on the 15.
Oh, okay.
I think there actually was one just last
again
Sunday.
Yeah, it's ongoing problems.
What is? Are we ever going to be able to pursue those sensors or whatever that was to alert?
That's
you know,
going to be
highway patrol.
By the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
Right, and I met with them not too long ago. We had a conference call with them, and I brought it up to them again, and they approved it to put them throughout the state. And with the commissioner on the call, I said I put in a request to put them here, and they said that they'll put that on the list. So I don't know when, but that is something that's coming.
Is there any other alternatives that we could do, like? Can we do spikes if they're going the wrong way on an exit?
No.
Okay. Because,
okay.
I mean, that would stop it, right? I mean.
Well, it would, but then who's going to be responsible for damaging personal property of someone
right.
else?
And there's already signage on the on-ramps, so.
And then there's emergency vehicles sometimes need to go the wrong way to get there.
Oh, okay.
Problems for them as well.
Yeah, especially on that, because
it's just so scary because you just don't want it to be, you know, someone you know.
Exactly.
You know, it's just.
And you definitely driving, you know, a lot of people drive and they don't pay attention. They just go forward when they're on the highway. Just make sure you're paying attention, you know, because you're going to see cars moving and stuff out of the way when they come towards you. So just so you can be ready to move yourself so you don't come victim to it.
It sounds like alcohol.
Most of the time, I'm sure.
It is kind of confusing, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, some of the roads are really weird.
Sometimes it's alcohol, sometimes it's we have a lot of foreign tourists.
Yeah.
So you drive on the opposite side of the roads in other countries and just muscle memory takes effect and then they freak out and don't know what to do when they're there. They just keep going straight. They freeze instead of, you know, pulling over.
Our
around.
Signage on our highways is not well anyway. Not good at all.
Exactly.
Signage.
Oh. And then a lot of people just don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we're talking about the signs, you know, no access to Prim or I-15 down south on the boulevard.
Oh,
people
yeah.
still go that way.
Yeah,
they don't.
Yeah.
They don't see the big sign that's there telling them not. So.
They're on their phone doing this instead of seeing the
exactly.
big signs.
Exactly.
Anything else?
Nothing else from us.
Anything from BLM?
Nope.
Glad you're here.
Matt,
yes, thank you for being here.
One of the new guys. So.
Yep.
Right here. Thank
you. Okay, Megan.
Okay, I really don't have much. The Family Dollar is still coming along in Sandy Valley. They're hoping to have it open before Halloween.
Are they taking applications yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It is moving along. I saw it recently. They put the front porch up. It's starting to look good. But they've had a time of it trying to get through the county. So we make things really easy for people. Nothing new on the development in Jean. They got the approval. So now they're probably going through the design process, working on all that stuff. I really don't have anything else.
Is Family Dollar still going to have a gas station?
It was never planned to have a gas station, but we do have a gas station at the general store.
What's the price now?
I don't live by that way, so I don't go by there. It was like $5.05 the other
day. It's comparable.
Oh yeah. It's maybe a few cents more, but it's not bad. Oh, and then I do have a thing. So Diane had reached out about wells and how some lots can have wells and some can't. So basically, if you have 0.89 acres, you can get a well. Technically, they say it's 1 acre, but if it's 0.89, they don't make you go through the waiver process. If it's a legal lot, which most of them here in Good Springs are legal, if it's a legal existing lot and it's less than that, if you demonstrate that you can have 100 feet between your well and your septic, then you can get a waiver through the health district.
And somebody else's well and septic? Or just your own?
Funny they don't mention that.
Usually that's the case. It's 100 feet from your own, 100 feet from somebody else's.
No, they don't mention the 100 feet from somebody else's.
No.
Interesting. Which, look at all of them, because not even mine.
Maybe you guys have a secret thing and your poop doesn't go. I don't know.
We have special poop.
No. I don't know about that, but so the onus is on the septic tank, not the well. So
right,
you put the well, and then you have to find where to put the septic tank. And any kind of waiver, because you could have a smaller lot and still achieve 100 feet pretty easily. And so that's, you go through a waiver process, and it's not a difficult process as long as you show that you got that separation. So that's how lots smaller than 1 acre are able to get wells. No. You have other questions?
And how deep are they going now?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the site.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't looked out here because I don't think there's been a whole lot of new wells here. But I just did a little bit of a study for the Blue Diamond area on south of Blue Diamond, west of Schaumburg, which is up towards the town of Blue Diamond. And they are sure that all the wells are going deeper. Well, I went back to 1979 and was able to pull all the well driller records, and it's like this. Mm-hmm. So some back in the 80s were 500 feet, and some that were just drilled a couple years ago are 200 feet. So it's there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's by those numbers, it's not showing a major decline in that particular aquifer. So here, I don't know that we would... I mean, have there been any wells recently?
Well,
maybe one or two.
Yeah.
So that we couldn't even
do
a trade
garage
there.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just didn't.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Street lights on Vegas between Main and Spring, the street lights out.
Mm-hmm. You probably told me that one before, and I'll quit on it.
Maybe.
I'm sure it's been mentioned that the speed limit sign is still down by George Handy's house.
Oh yeah,
laying next to his trash cans.
Can you be a little more specific? I don't know.
Right at the end of the road.
The circle,
okay.
The traffic circle, and then the one at Shawmut and Exchange is down.
And the school zone signs, the caution children present signs, the yellow ones, those are knocked down too.
All the time.
They also didn't put the white stripe across 161 again, so school's starting in the beginning of August, so we do have kids running across.
Tell me the street lights again. The road
on Vegas between Main and Spring.
Between Main and Spring. Okay.
And Spring.
All right, I got it.
And then do you have an update on the pavement?
No, it's still on the, it's just on, it's lower on the list because it's they use leftover materials from another project, so We'll have to wait till they have some of those materials available and time to do it.
Anybody else? Anything else, Megan? Okay. Planning and zoning, anything to do with that? Guess not. So, public comment.
I have one thing.
Yes.
4th of July went fine. They did clean up the dirt lot when they set up all the fireworks, except we found some live ones. Well, the kids found some live ones.
Live ones meaning they didn't go off? Or?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I was hoping Jean Ray would be here because she was sort of in charge of that. So, that's kind of a bad thing.
Yeah.
And they had
a few illegal ones.
Well, but anyway, so the rest of it went really well.
I'd like to make a comment if I can.
Yes, Eric.
I'd say send up and
yes.
Do the whole thing.
Sure, do the whole thing.
Thank you.
I understand that. Thank you.
All right. Eric Brashear, 7750 Fairfield Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. So, as we did last time we were here, we'd like to make another $2,000 donation to the fire department. And get that out of the way. I also wanted to update you guys on our application for the bypass road that we were going to do. The BLM denied that application, and it did. They said that they actually pointed, so my plan B, and if you don't mind, I'll reach out to you in the next few days. My plan B is, so I don't know how many of you are familiar with, you know, Beacon comes off of Pacific and then meets Kingston, and Kingston is the power line road. Mm-hmm. So that, because it's labeled as Kingston, to me implies that it's a county road. So it would require county permission for us to come in and improve it enough at our own expense to be able to, you know, just as far as widening it and smoothing it out. If we could do that, then we could bypass coming through.
Okay.
Good
spirits. Let's look at the map together.
Okay.
See, I'm not quite following what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm sure they all know, but...
Yeah, so basically it's the power line road. And it's down just on the other side of Steve's property where the gravel bypass, right where it makes a right turn there, and then that's when the...
BLM didn't even ask for our input on the other one, so let's...
No, they came out, they looked, we walked around with them, we showed them what we wanted to do, and there were a few requests that we had for just mint little right-of-ways, 800 feet or something like that, between connecting our two mm-hmm. properties, and it was like... The big one was like, nope.
What was BLM's reason for not allowing it?
They said that there's alternate routes and there's no sense in disturbing the desert when you have an alternate route.
Is the alternate route through this town? Is that what they mean?
Well, she did, you know, I was on the phone with it. They didn't really give. They just said alternate routes, and I think that they very well may mean through the town. And then, but when I was talking, and I explained, it's a big part of the application. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's for this. The residents would like us to put this road in so we're not driving through their town, you know, and we would like to do it so we can maintain the road. And you know, she said, well, there's another road that goes, you know, and she's talking about
Kingston.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's
she was talking about
together.
That section of Kingston.
Yeah, let's
so.
Look at it together and we'll see.
Okay.
The first one seemed like the logical one.
So I know so too.
Maybe we can get them to reconsider.
Nice.
We'll figure something out.
Okay. And any comments or anything on us or any issues or?
Vans are still doing nice on
yes, very
Pacific.
Nice. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah,
of course.
So
thank
very appreciated.
And try and get them out of here as soon as we can.
that would be nice, but
yeah, we're working.
It is yeah. As long as you're working on it, there's nothing else you can do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're not bothersome. That's for sure.
Anybody else?
They're not bothersome. That's
oh,
for
good,
sure.
Good.
Any other public comment? Okay, so seeing as how there's no more public comment, our next meeting will be August 30th, and move to adjourn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a second on that? Yeah.
All righty. I like it.
Quick and down and dirty. I'm